With the Olympics and Paralympics fast approaching, the Catholic Church in England and Wales this week held a conference and a national day dedicated to disability. The London conference, entitled Everybody Has a Place, was attended by 160 people from all denominations interested in the centrality of disability in the Christian experience. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Catholic coordinator for the 2012 Games, James Parker, who says the Paralympics demonstrates the great dignity of the human body.
How heartening is it for you that there was this recent conference on the vision of a Paralympic legacy?
Well, it was very, very important that this took place for us. I think what people have to remember is that every host city and nation, such as Britain itself, the lasting image of this summer's Games won't necessarily be the Olympians with their gold medals, but will be the Paralympians, and not just with their bronze, silver and gold medals, but with the efforts and the energy they put in to try and use their God-given potential to the full. So these are the lasting images that young people will have. And this speaks to us about several things. It's about the dignity of the human body itself. It talks about the fact that actually it's often in the face of adversity and challenge that, in a sense, our true gifting and true strength really rise. But not just that, we also live at a time when the human body itself is almost objectified and seen as a commodity. Instead of us actually stepping back and realizing that the very essence of who we are is made up of body, spirit, mind and soul. And so to try in somewhere or other to try and cut the body away from the very essence of who we are does us all across the world a great injustice. So this conference at this time has been to remind everybody about really the dignity, the value and the sanctity of the human body.
What was interesting, I was reading Pope John Paul figured quite a bit, different quotes from what he had said. Again, a sportsman himself, but he seemed to figure a lot as kind of someone who was a figure for Paralympians.
Absolutely he was, and that's what's been amazing about John Paul II is as he began his pontificacy, he was very much an able-bodied man. He'd been a footballer, he'd done kayaking, he'd been a skier, etc. But then at the end of his life, we see somebody who doesn't have full control of his own body. And this is really... a great story to speak to the world, the fact that at all stages of our lives, there's still a way in which God can manifest his own glory through our bodies, irrespective of what stages the body's at. I think what was particularly enlightening at this conference that we held here in London was the fact that many of the disabled people who came said that there'd been a seismic shift in the way they saw their own bodies. And for some people, they said that actually they'd always felt, as people with physical disabilities, that their bodies belonged to the doctors or the nurses or the physiotherapists or to others who, in a sense, cared for their bodies, but that they hadn't actually recognized the need to seriously care for their own bodies, or even the fact that they could actually engage in sport in some way or other. And I think one of the most profound statements, certainly I heard from the day, was of one young lady who said that after considering sport for about 20 years in her life, she suddenly made the decision that she was going to go and join a gym. And she was profoundly physically disabled, but she saw the purpose and the meaning in sport itself, but also saw that, she mustn't let physical disability or impairment hold her back from trying to live her life dreams as well. And I think that's one of the great witnesses that John Paul II has left to people, irrespective of what their disabilities are, and we're all disabled in some way, but it's given people a sense of hope to really live life to the full.
You're part of an organisation called More Than Gold. I suppose nowhere is it more probably apt, as in for Paralympians, more than gold, because it is more than gold, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. And and this is particularly true for Paralympians. But let's not forget that for many Olympians, you know, in a sense from a very young age, particularly if they're showing certain sporting prowess, that often their entire lives, their formative years of their lives, have been filled with sport and aiming towards the Olympic gold, which is in a sense the accolade within the sporting diary. But then what happens when they achieve the Olympic gold? Is this it? You know, ultimately this can happen in the 20s or early 30s, and suddenly the body doesn't sort of play, if you like, as well as it used to. And so for part of our own work with More Than Gold and through the Catholic 2012 office is to try and remind young men and women and older men and women as well, the fact that sport is great fun, it can bring great benefits to our lives. However, the goal or the goals or More Than Gold that we all look for is Christ himself. So very much the Christian message is intertwined within the games itself. And we're seeking to take every opportunity we can just to remind people of that. It's not about so much heavy evangelization, but just to be a stronger Christian presence we can be in and around the games in whatever way we can.